This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Andrew. Andrew was a native of Bethsaida, a small town of several thousand located on the shore of Lake Genezareth in Galilee. Andrew was a fisherman by trade and became attracted to John the Baptizer and his message of repentance. After John had baptized Jesus in the Jordan River, Andrew heard him declare, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." With that, Andrew and another of John's disciples left to follow Jesus. These two stayed with Jesus for several hours. Then Andrew searched out his brother Peter to tell him that he had found the Messiah. The two brothers were the first of the 12 apostles who followed Jesus. Andrew and Peter listened to Jesus as often as their fishing business permitted. After the period when Jesus fasted and prayed in the desert, Andrew, Peter, John, and Philip accompanied him to a feast which honored a marriage in Cana. It was here that Christ, at his mother's promptings, performed the miracle of changing water into wine, which began his public ministry. These four also accompanied him to the temple in Jerusalem, where they witnessed his anger toward those engaged in the business of changing money in his father's house. Jesus called Peter and Andrew to be his disciples on the coast of the Sea of Galilee, when he told them they would become fishers of men. The Bible mentions Andrew's name in the list of the 12 apostles. It was he who introduced the young boy who had 5 loaves and 2 fishes to Jesus prior to the miracle in which 5,000 were fed. And he was among those present when Jesus told of the coming destruction of Jerusalem, and who questioned him privately about the time when this would occur. After Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, Philip was approached by some Greeks who wished to speak with Jesus. Philip in turn sought out Andrew, and together they took the request to Jesus. As one of the 12 apostles, he was part of the church leadership in Jerusalem, which the Bible identifies as the elders. After Pentecost, the apostles set out on their missionary journeys. The extent of Andrew's travels may be obtained from several traditions. The first is that he traveled through the area north and east of the Roman Empire, which today is South Russia. This wild area was home to the Scythians, who were then described as barbarians, wild beasts, and savages. Legends tell how, on several occasions, Andrew saved fellow missionaries from their enemies by working great miracles. He then journeyed to the town of Byzantium, which would later become the capital city of the Eastern Roman Empire with the name of Constantinople, now Istanbul. From there he traveled to Thessalonica, where he was miraculously saved from wild beasts and death in the stadium. Finally, in southern Greece, he cured the wife of a Roman official. The official arrested him, had him beaten, and tied to a cross to die. It is said that during the 2 days he suffered this way, he exhorted his listeners to live a good life. His words changed their hearts, and they became so determined to release him that they brought the official to the cross for this purpose. Andrew refused their offer, saying he would rather die so he could gain heaven. His death was in the year 69 A.D., and his body was buried by the Roman official's wife, whom he had cured. For a time, his relics were preserved in Constantinople, and then several were reportedly taken by St. Rule to Scotland, where they were venerated. Later, it was reported that the cross of St. Andrew appeared in the sky above the Picts during a major battle, in which they defeated the English, who were terrified by the holy symbol. Since about 750, Andrew has been named the patron saint of Scotland, and his white cross on a sky-blue background is its standard. Only later was his cross changed to the shape of an X. In a sense, we are like St. Andrew. At baptism, we have been called to be children and followers of Christ. By our conversations, our example, and prayer, we have the opportunity to introduce others to experience Jesus and his love for all.